How to Survive in the USA by Nancy Church and Ann Moss. Published by Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyright. Side 1. Unit 1. Unit 1, Part 1, D. You will hear a conversation at a customs desk. Listen first and then answer the questions.
Okay, bags on the table, please. Your customs form, please. Uh-huh. How long are you planning to stay in the country?
4 weeks.
Do you have anything to declare?
What?
Alcohol, cigarettes?
No.
Any meat, fresh fruit, plants?
No.
Open your suitcase, please. Any gifts?
Excuse me?
Are you bringing any gifts into the country?
No,
Now, what's in the bottle?
Hand lotion.
Okay, that'll be okay. Here's your form.
What should I do with it?
See that officer over there by the gate? He'll take it.
Thank you very much.
Unit 1, Part 1, E. These people have just gone through customs at JFK in New York.
Well, this is it. Welcome to America.
Thanks.
What are your plans?
I want to go into Manhattan for a few days.
That's a good idea. It's a great town, New York. You going to take the bus to the East Side Terminal?
Where?
The East Side Terminal.
That's in Manhattan.
There's a bus from here every half hour or so. It's the cheapest way to get there. The stop is right over there.
Oh, thanks. Aren't you going to Manhattan?
No, I got to catch a flight to L.A. in a couple of hours. I'll be taking a shuttle to LaGuardia.
Did you say shuttle?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
A bus that goes from JFK to LaGuardia. There are also a lot of shuttle flights to other airports, and there are shuttle buses between the 9 terminals here at the airport.
Oh.
Look, there's a shuttle pulling out now. Costs 75 cents, but it's still a good deal. Hey, here comes your bus.
Unit 1, Part 2, C. You will hear three conversations at the airport. Looking at the map on page 4, figure out where the speakers are and where they have to go. Listen to the way people ask for and give directions.
Excuse me, could you tell me where the Eastern Airlines counter is?
Sure, just go up the escalator here on your left and you'll see it next to the Continental counter when you get to the top.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Here's your ticket. Your flight's now boarding at gate 62.
Excuse me?
Gate 62.
Where is gate 62?
Go down Concourse L to your left there. You'll see it.
Down Concourse L. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Excuse me. Do you know where the baggage claim area is?
Yeah, it's downstairs. Take an elevator at the far end of the hall there, and it'll be right behind you when you get downstairs.
Okay, let's see. I take that elevator down there and turn around when I get to the first floor and I'll see it.
Right.
Great, thanks.
Anytime.
Unit 1, Part 3, C. Here are two conversations that often take place at airports. The first one is at the check-in counter.
Good morning. Your ticket, please. And set your suitcase upright, and I'll check it through.
Okay.
And where would you like to sit?
Make it a window seat. But if there aren't any left, I'll take an aisle seat.
Smoking or non-smoking?
Non-smoking.
Uh-huh. Here you go. I'm sorry, but there'll be a 20-minute delay, so your flight will be boarding in about half an hour.
I sure hope that's the only delay. Oh, where are my baggage claim checks?
They're here with your ticket, sir.
Oh, great. Oh, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. And have a nice flight.
After you get your boarding pass, you have to go through the security check.
Put all your carry-on luggage on the belt, ma'am.
My purse and camera, too?
Yes, ma'am, everything. Won't hurt your film.
But it's 400 ASA film.
Take your camera out, then, and I'll check it through by hand.
Okay.
Thank you. Now step through here. Are you wearing any metal, ma'am?
Why, yes. This bracelet.
I'm afraid you'll have to take it off, ma'am, and step through again. Mm-hmm. Fine, thank you. Here's your bracelet. Have a good flight now.
Okay, thanks.
After you land, you want to fly to another city. This is a recording you might get when you try to call an airline.
Hello, TWA reservations. All our customer service lines are busy at this time, but if you hold the line, the first available agent will help you. Thank you for calling TWA.
Review 1. Test yourself. 1.
Mm-hmm.
2.
Uh-huh.
3.
Uh-uh.
4.
You bet.
5.
Excuse me.
6.
Great.
7.
You're on your own.
8.
Hold the line.
9.
Anytime.
10.
Excuse me?
Unit 2. Unit 2, Part 1, D. You will hear three phone conversations. A man is trying to make a long-distance call. He calls directory assistance first. Listen first and then answer the questions.
Please.
Chicago.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, do you have a number for Henry Banks?
There's a H.J. Banks on North Lincoln Park West and an H.S. on South LaSalle.
It's the one on Lincoln Park West.
That number is 478-4620.
478-4620. Thanks.
Did you dial, please?
478-4620.
That number's been changed. The new number is 528-7825.
Okay, thanks.
Please deposit $3.
Hey, Henry, how you doing? This is Vic. I'm calling from Baton Rouge.
Vic, far out. Great to hear from you, man. What's up?
Well, I'm going to be in Chicago this weekend, and I thought we could get together. Gonna be there?
Sure. Why don't you give me a call when you get into town?
Will do. See you Saturday.
All right. Bye-bye.
Unit 2, Part 1, E. This man has just arrived at New York's JFK International Airport. He wants to call a friend in Boston to tell him when he'll be arriving, but he can't find a phone. Now he's at an information desk.
Could you tell me where the post office is, please?
Well, the post office is down that hall. But if it's stamps you want, there's a machine right over there. But they cost more in the machine.
Thank you, but I need a telephone.
A telephone? Well, you won't find a telephone at the post office. The phones are right over there. See the blue and white sign?
Yes, I see. Thank you.
Hey, you got any change? You're going to need it if you want to use the phone.
No, I haven't got any.
Well, then you'd better look for a change machine or go to the bank first. Let's see. Let me check the time. Yeah, the bank's still open. Just down there and to the right.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's all right.
Unit 2, Part 2, C. You will hear four conversations on the phone. Listen to the way people ask for information and take and leave messages. Listen to the conversations again and figure out who the speakers are and whether or not they know each other.
Let's see. Oh, information is 555-1212.
What city, please?
I beg your pardon?
What city, please?
Oh, yes, Miami, please. I want to know the weekend rate from Chicago.
I'm sorry, but I don't have that information. You'll have to call the operator.
Oh, how do I do that?
Hang up and dial O, ma'am.
Dial O.
Operator.
Yes, I want to call Miami, and I need to know how much it costs on Friday night.
Did you check your directory, ma'am?
Well, yes, but I couldn't find it.
Hold on. It's 39 cents plus tax for the first minute, and 27 plus tax for each additional minute till 11. After that, it's 26 cents and 18 cents.
Thank you.
Ayers Travel, Terry speaking. May I help you?
Yes. I'd like to speak to Mr. Bigsby, please.
I'm sorry, but Mr. Bigsby's tied up at the moment. He's on another line. Can I take a message, or would you like to hold for a moment?
Well, I'm calling long distance from Dallas. Tell him Sherry Snyder, with a Y, of Standard Oil called, please. And I'll try to reach him again later on.
Fine, Miss Snyder. I'll do that.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Hello?
Hi. Is Todd there?
Todd? No, he isn't. Is this Wally?
Yeah. I just wanted to know if he's still going to play tennis with me tomorrow.
Oh, hi, Wally. Yeah, as far as I know, he is. Want him to call you back?
Sure, thanks. Tell him I'll be home all evening.
Will do. Bye now.
Bye.
Hi, this is Jean Thompson's answering machine. I'm sorry I'm not in at the moment, but I'll get back to you if you just leave a message and a number at the sound of the tone. Thanks.
Unit 2, Part 3, C. Some people are waiting in line at the post office in a small town in Tennessee. The first one wants to pick up his mail.
Next, please.
Hi. They told me over at the Morningside post office that I could pick up my mail here. Do you have the general delivery letters?
Yes, we do. Can you show me some ID?
Yeah, I think I have something with my picture on it. Here's my driver's license.
Richard Stevens. Okay, Richard, just a minute. Well, you hit it lucky today. Three letters for you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
The second person has some packages she wants to mail.
Next.
Hi. I want to mail this box of books to Japan. It's okay if it's sealed, isn't it?
Sure. But there's an 11-pound weight limit, and that box looks pretty big.
Oh, it weighs less than 11 pounds.
Okay. You want it to go surface, I take it. Let's see. Yep, 10 pounds even. Wait a minute. This isn't labeled right.
What's wrong with it?
Where's the return address?
On the other side.
The sender's return address has to go here, in the upper left-hand corner. And look here, you forgot your zip code.
Okay, I'll write it in. This other package here has to get to Lyon as soon as possible.
Where's that?
In southern France.
Well, express is the fastest to Europe, but it's very expensive. ML's bad enough, even for small packets. But that's over 2 pounds, so it'll have to go as a parcel. And that costs a lot more.
It's over 2 pounds, I know. How long does airmail take?
Oh, about a week or 10 days.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll send it airmail after all. And I'd like it registered and insured for $50.
Okay. Fill out this form, then.
Review 2. Test yourself. 1.
I'll get back to you.
2.
Your time is up.
3.
Will do.
4.
It's pretty big.
5.
Hang up.
6.
You'll be cut off.
7.
Far out.
8.
I ran out of money.
9.
What's up?
10.
I take it.
Unit 3. Unit 3, Part 1, D. You will hear a conversation that takes place at a car rental agency at the airport. Listen first and then answer the questions.
Hi, may I help you?
Yes, I reserved a car and I'd like to pick it up. My name's Ferris, F-E-R-R-I-S.
Okay. Yes, here we are.
Could you tell me again what kind of car I ordered? I'm afraid I forgot.
Certainly. A Chevy Citation.
Oh, yes, now I remember. You know, I really don't need such a big car now, because I'll be traveling alone. Would there be a smaller one available by any chance? It'd be nice to have one that gets better gas mileage.
Well, I'm not sure, but I can check. How long will you be needing it?
Until Friday.
All right. No, I'm sorry, but there's nothing available here at the airport. I'll check our downtown office if you like.
Oh, no, that's all right then. If only I had reserved a Honda or something from the agent in Europe. But I'll take the Citation.
I'm sorry we can't help you further, but the Chevy gets good mileage. Could you just sign here, please? Will that be cash or charge?
Charge. Do you take Visa?
That'll be fine. Sign here, please.
Okay. Where is the car rental area located?
Okay. Just take the pedestrian underpass down there on your right, and take a left when you get to the other end. You should bring the car back to the same place on Friday, and just leave the keys in it.
Thank you very much.
Have a nice trip.
Unit 3, Part 1, E. This man just arrived at a car rental office to pick up the car he reserved.
Good morning. May I help you?
Yes. My name's Taylor. I reserved a car.
Yes, Mr. Taylor. Here's your reservation for a Ford Granada. Did you want any extra insurance on that?
I don't know. What kind of coverage do you offer?
Liability is included, and we have $350 deductible collision. So if you have an accident, you pay us $350. For a charge of $5 a day, we'll waive your responsibility for collision damage. It's sort of like additional coverage.
Well, $5 a day sounds reasonable, if I don't have to pay anything in case the car is damaged.
All right. How about personal accident?
Well, I don't know. What does it cover?
Medical expenses up to $2,000 for the driver and each passenger in case of accident. And, well, here. This folder will describe it for you.
Hmm. No, I don't think this will be necessary. Thanks.
All right. Here's your rental agreement. Just sign here, please.
Unit 3, Part 2, C. You will hear three conversations that take place at a car rental counter. Listen to the way people ask for information about their rental agreement. Looking at the form on page 24, find the information they're talking about and decide what the customer has to do.
Is that all then?
No. Could you tell me what I should do if the car breaks down?
Well, I'm sure you won't have any trouble, sir, but if something should happen, just call this number. They'll see that you get help.
Thanks very much.
Do you have a question?
Yes. I'm reading the agreement, and I don't see... Could you show me where the part about insurance is?
Of course. Here, these boxes.
Oh, yes. Thanks.
Is there anything else?
Yes. I'd like to know what to do in case of accident.
Mm-hmm. Well, at the bottom of the form, you'll see that you are expected to notify the police in the town where you are, and you have to fill out one of our forms, too. You'll find some in the car.
Thanks. I hope I don't need them.
So do I.
Unit 3, Part 3, C. Here are three conversations about driving. The first two take place at gas stations.
What'll it be today, ma'am?
$10 worth of unleaded, please. Here's the key to the tank.
Coming right up. Check the oil for you today?
Yes, please. And could you get the windshield, too?
Sure thing. Open the hood for me, will you? There's a lever inside there.
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay, ma'am, that'll be $10.
Here you are.
Thanks. You take care now.
Prices at this station aren't too bad. They've got regular, unleaded, and premium. Wow, they even have gasohol.
What can I do for you?
Fill her up and check the tires, will you? I think they're low on air.
Sire, you're at the Minnesota Island. When you're here, I just pump gas. You can drive over to the full Sylvan and I'll do it, but the gas will cost you more.
Oh, okay, never mind. I'll check them myself. Go ahead and fill it.
Two cars have had a small accident. The drivers are talking to, well, arguing with each other.
Idiot! Why didn't you watch where you were going?
You should have let me over! Couldn't you see me signaling? Don't you even know how to drive? Look at my fender!
Your fender, big deal. Look at these scratches all down the side of mine. It's only 6 months old. You'll pay for this.
Hey, man, what's the matter? Move these cars over so the rest of us can get by.
All right, keep your shirt on. We'll get out of the way.
Oh, no, you don't. Leave the car where it is. Give me your address before you get in there. Write it down on this piece of paper and I'll move my car.
Didn't see the yield sign, huh? Men drivers.
Oh, lay off. It could have happened to you.
And you, lady, could I have your address, too? You're a witness, right?
Who, me? Oh, no, are you kidding? I didn't see it happen. You'll have to find somebody else.
Review 3. Test yourself. 1.
Take a left.
2.
Big deal.
3.
Are you kidding?
4.
Lay off.
5.
Fill her up.
6.
Keep your shirt on.
7.
Coming right up.
8.
Sure thing.
9.
By any chance?
10.
Never mind.
Unit 4. Unit 4, Part 1, D. You will hear two conversations that take place on a city bus and in a taxi cab. Listen first and then answer the questions.
Do you go to the university district?
Yep, put your 55 cents in the fare box.
Oh, I've only got quarters. Can you change one for me?
Didn't you see the sign? Exact change only.
Oh. Say, do you have change for a quarter?
I don't know. Let me check my pocket. Yeah, here you go. 2 dimes and a nickel.
Thanks.
Sure, anytime.
Did you call a cab?
Yes, I did.
Okay, where to, lady?
The Twilight Room.
Is that the one in the Riverview Hotel?
No, it's at the corner of 5th and Market downtown.
Oh, sure. I know where that is. I'll have it there in no time.
Fine.
Unit 4, Part 1, E. This woman is at a ticket window in New York's Grand Central Station.
Can I help you?
Yes. I'd like some information about trains to Chicago.
Okay. What would you like to know?
Well, how many are there per day?
One via Pittsburgh leaving at 2:45 p.m. and one via Buffalo leaving at 6:45 p.m.
How long does it take to get there?
The Broadway? That's the one that goes through Pittsburgh? Oh, it takes about 18 hours. But the Lakeshore? Takes a little longer.
I see. What about eating and sleeping arrangements?
Both trains have dining cars and snack bars. And there are roomettes and slumber coaches on both of them.
Well, what are roomettes and slumber coaches?
They both sleep, one or two people. But the roommate has a toilet and wash basin. It costs more, too. Are you ready to make a reservation?
No, I don't think so.
Well, here's a copy of the timetable. Why don't you take a look at it and let me know when you decide it?
Okay. Do I have to pay for the ticket when I make the reservation?
No, you could do that later.
All right, thanks.
Unit 4, Part 2, C. You will hear two conversations at a bus depot. Listen to the way people offer to do something, and the way other people turn them down.
How much is a ticket to Reno, please?
$42.50 one way. $80 even round trip. You see, there's a savings if you get the round trip. You want it?
No, thanks. Just one way, please. I'll be going on from there later.
Oh, well. In that case, you could get a ticket to wherever you're going after that. Or you could get one of our 30-day passes.
Thanks very much, but a one-way ticket to Reno is all I need today.
Okay, it's up to you. A one-way to Reno, then.
Yes, thanks.
Here's your ticket, ma'am.
Thank you. Can I check my suitcase?
Sure can. Just carry it out to the bus and the driver will take care of it for you.
All right.
Excuse me. I'll take it for you if you like.
No, thank you. I'm fine. It's not very heavy.
If you say so.
Thanks anyway.
Unit 4, Part 3, C. Here are two conversations. The first one takes place at a tourist information center in a small town near a U.S. national park. This tourist wants to go hiking in the park and needs some directions.
Hi,
Hi, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm trying to find Rocky Mountain National Park, but I haven't seen any signs, so I'm not sure this is the right road.
It sure is. It's well marked, starting on the far side of town. After that, just follow the signs. You can't miss it.
Thanks very much.
Sure. Have a nice day.
This man is calling a travel agency.
Johnson's Travel, can I help you?
Yes. I'd like some information about the special plane fares to New York I read about in your ad.
Okay. When will you be going and how long do you plan to stay?
Well, I'd like to leave 3 weeks from Friday and stay about 2 weeks.
Then you qualify for our two-week advance purchase excursion fare. That's $422 if you leave Friday through Sunday and cheaper during the week.
I guess I could leave Thursday afternoon. Are there any other restrictions?
There's a minimum required stay of 8 days.
Well, that's no problem. Can I get my ticket now?
Sure. Come right into our downtown office, and I'll have the whole thing written up for you in a jiffy.
Okay. Can I pay with traveler's checks?
Yes. If you bring some form of identification with you, that'll be all right.
Okay. Thanks. I'll be there in about an hour.
Thank you. Bye.
Review 4. Test yourself. 1.
In no time.
2.
Here you go.
3.
No, thank you. I'm fine.
4.
If you say so.
5.
You can round off to the dollar.
6.
Where to?
7.
That's $80 even.
8.
In a jiffy.
9.
Getting around.
10.
Right away.
Unit 5. Unit 5, Part 1, D. You will hear two conversations. A man is calling to reserve a room in a motel. Listen first, and then answer the questions.
Caravan Hotel, good evening.
Hi. I was wondering if you have a double room for tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm afraid we have no vacancies at this time.
Okay. Thanks anyway.
You might try the Flamingo Motel. It's near the airport on Sandy Boulevard.
Okay. Thanks.
Anytime.
Good evening, Flamingo Motel.
Yes. I wanted to know if you have a double room for tonight.
Yes, we do.
Oh, good. Do you have one with a waterbed?
Let me check. Yes, we do, for $45 a night.
Yes, that'll be fine. Can you hold it for me? My name's Goldschmidt.
Yes, I can hold it for you until 6 o'clock with no obligation on your part. Do you know how to get here?
Yes, I do, thanks. It should take us about 20 minutes, I think.
Fine, Mr. Goldschmidt. We'll have the room for you.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.
Unit 5, Part 1, E. Two people are at the reception desk of a hotel.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, we had a reservation for this weekend.
All right, what was the name, sir?
Bob. Martin Bob.
Bomb. Bomb. Oh, yes, here it is. A double for two nights?
Yes, that's right. But we were wondering, would you happen to have a suite available this weekend? Something with a living area and a kitchenette?
Well, the only one that's available this weekend is the executive suite, and that'll run you $140 a night.
I see. That's pretty high.
You know, sir, this double is more than 20 feet square, and it has a refrigerator.
Oh, really? That sounds fine, then. What do you say, Sally?
Sounds good to me, too.
Good. The double, then. Do you have a credit card, sir?
No, I'll be paying cash.
Then I'll have to ask you to pay in advance. 55 a night plus $8 tax comes to $126. Now, would you fill out this registration form, please? Here's a pen. Just your name, address, and the make and license number of your car.
Okay. Here you are. Here you are. And traveler's checks for $130.
Fine, Mr. Baum. Here's $4 change. Checkout time is 12 noon. The bellman will take you up. Harvey, room 615. If you need anything, just let me know.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good night.
Unit 5, Part 2, C. You will hear three conversations at the Red Lion Inn. Listen to the way people ask to have things done.
Ah, good morning, Mrs. Scott. What can I do for you?
Good morning. I've got a suit I'd like to have cleaned by tomorrow. Could you see to that?
Yes, the hotel has a laundry and cleaning service. There's a laundry and cleaning slip in the room for you to fill out. Just leave the suit in your closet with the laundry slip where the maid can see it. Or you can give it to her if you see her. Your suit should be back to you in the morning.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Come in.
Excuse me. Will you be leaving soon, or can I do the room now?
Oh, yes. Come right in. By the way, this blouse needs to be ironed. Could you see that it gets done?
Well, no. We don't have a pressing service here.
Oh, I see. Is there an iron I could use, then?
Yes, ma'am. There's one in a room down at the end of the hall. Just help yourself.
Okay. Which way is it?
To the right and down past the elevators.
Thanks.
Yes, may I help you?
Yes, my name's Lund, room 1522. I'd like to have a meeting room scheduled for me this afternoon at 2 o'clock. Can you take care of that?
Yes, sir. I'm the one to see. How many people will there be?
Let's see. There'll be six of us.
Okay, Mr. Lund, room B, down the hall behind you. Second room on the right.
Thank you.
Unit 5, Part 3, C. Here are two conversations that might take place at a hotel or motel. In the first one, a man is calling the front desk from his room because there are a couple of things wrong.
Front desk.
Hello, this is Martin Baum. The bathroom light in my room doesn't work. Could you have somebody come up and take a look at it, please?
Oh, of course, Mr. Baum. What room number was that, please?
Room 615.
Okay, I'll have a man up there in a minute.
Fine. And another thing, I don't seem to have a room service menu. Is there one?
Yes, there is. We have 24-hour room service. I'm sorry about that. I'll have a room service waiter bring you a menu up right away.
Thanks.
If you need anything else, just let me know.
I will. Good night.
Good night.
The second conversation takes place in the hotel lobby at the hotel reception desk, where two people have just registered.
All right. The bellman will take your bags up for you.
Oh, we'd like to do some shopping this afternoon. Could you give us some advice on where the best place to go might be?
Sure. There's a gift shop here in the hotel and a tobacco shop, and we're in the business district so you can reach the city's best stores on foot. Did you want to shop for clothing or what?
Yes, we'd like to shop for both men's and women's clothes and shoes, and maybe cookware, too.
All right. When you leave the hotel, turn left. You'll be heading south. Two blocks down the street is a very nice department store called Nordstrom's. Three blocks farther, there are two shoe stores, and one block east, there is a cookware shop called Kitchen Caboodle.
I'd also be interested in a bookstore and a game or toy store.
There's a bookstore at the corner of 8th and Silver Streets. That's west of Nordstrom's. I'm not sure if they carry games or not. And there's an import shop up the street a block from there. They might carry kitchen stuff, too. And then you can always go out to Beaverton Mall. That's a shopping center about 5 miles away.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Review 5. Test yourself. 1.
It doesn't work.
too.
They happen to have some.
Three.
That'll run you $140.
Four.
Could you see to that?
Five.
Something's wrong with it.
Six.
You'll be heading south.
Seven.
I'll have a man there.
Eight.
That store carries it.
Nine.
Take advantage of it.
Ten.
Could I have that done?
That's the end of side one. Side two, how to survive in the USA. Unit six. Unit 6, Part 1, D. You will hear a conversation at a bank. Listen first, and then answer the questions.
Next, please. Hi, can I help you?
Yes, I hope so. I'd like to buy some traveler's checks. Can I pay for them with a euro check?
A euro check? Well, I'm not sure. Let me ask my supervisor. Yes, that'll be fine, as long as you have proper identification.
Of course. Here's my passport. I'd like to write two checks for £50 each. All right.
Fine. Just make them out to the First Community Bank of Colorado Springs. Now, traveler's checks. What denomination would you like? $50, $20, or $10 checks?
Twenties will be fine. What's the service charge?
It's 2%.
Okay.
All right, here you are. Sign each check here on this line. I'll have your change in a minute.
Fine. Thank you.
Unit 6, Part 1, E. This man lost his traveler's checks yesterday. Now he has just come back from the traveler's check office.
Did you get your checks replaced?
Yes, but it was complicated. I went to the office downtown and they told me I had to call New York before they could do anything. So they let me use their phone. It was a toll-free number. The woman asked me how much I'd lost and what the check numbers were. Thank God I had them written down.
Well, that doesn't sound so bad.
But it's not the whole story. She wanted to know where I bought the checks, and if I had any ID. I gave her my passport number, then she gave me a file number and told me where the nearest refund office was. I told her I was already there. Then she wanted to talk to the agent. After they hung up, I had to fill out a form with all the same information on it. Then finally, the agent okayed the thing after her supervisor had initialed it, and I got my checks.
Well, at least it didn't cost you anything.
You're right. And if I hadn't had the numbers, it could have been a lot more complicated.
Unit 6, Part 2, C. You will hear three conversations in the telegraph office. Listen to the way people ask how long it will take to do things.
Next, please. What can I do for you?
Yes, I'd like to wire some money to my son in Albuquerque, but I don't have any cash with me. How do I go about it, and what's the upper limit?
Well, just take this money order form and fill it out. You got a credit card on you?
Sure.
Well, you can wire up to $1,000 with this form.
Okay. What do I put here where it says ID question?
Just write in what you want your boy to answer before he's handed the money. Be sure to call him and give him the right answer.
Okay. How long will it take for the money to get to Albuquerque?
I suppose it'll be there by this evening if we send it regular.
Oh, that'll be fine.
Can I help you?
My parents are wiring some money from Washington State. How long will it take to get here?
It should be here by tomorrow, but maybe not until the next day. It depends on how they send it.
I see. I won't need it until this weekend, so I'll check back with you Friday.
Fine. Next, please.
Hi. How long does it take a telegram to get to Fort Worth?
Well, that depends on what kind it is. A regular telegram would be there by this afternoon, and a night letter by tomorrow.
This doesn't have to be there until tomorrow, so a night letter would be fine.
All right.
Unit 6, Part 3, C. Here are two conversations that might take place in a large department store. The first customer is choosing and paying for some things she wants to buy.
May I help you find something?
No, thanks. I'm just looking. Well, maybe you can. I'd like to buy a nice pair of jeans and one of these tailored jackets for my husband's birthday. But I'm not sure which of the jackets he'd like best.
Mm-hmm. This one is cut very nicely, and it's very popular right now.
Yes, I like it, too. And the color'd look good on him. But I just don't know.
Well, you might consider getting him a gift certificate, you know. Then he could come in and get exactly what he wants, and then it would be sure to fit.
Yes, that is an idea. But, would he be able to exchange the jacket if I got him one today and he didn't like it?
Yes, of course, within 30 days, as long as he has the receipt.
Then I guess I'll take this one.
Fine. I'll write it up over here. Do you have a credit card, ma'am?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Just take this sales slip and your card over to register 12, and the cashier will ring it up for you.
Here you go. Just sign the slip here, please, and here's your bag.
The second customer wants to buy an electric heater.
How do you like it?
Great. I'll take it. But first, I want to know, how long the guarantee is for?
1 year. Here's the warranty, see?
Uh-huh. Fine.
Will that be cash or charge?
Cash. But I'm afraid there's a problem. I'm from Oklahoma. You won't take an out-of-state check, will you?
No, I'm afraid not.
I didn't think so. My girlfriend has our traveler's checks. I'm meeting her in half an hour, so I'd like to ask you to hold this heater till I can get back.
Oh, no problem, sir. What's the name?
Parodi.
Okay, Mr. Parodi, it'll be right here. The cashier will take care of you when you bring your traveler's checks.
Thanks a lot.
You bet.
Review 6. Test yourself. 1.
Meet the deadline.
2.
Will you okay it?
3.
Write it up.
4.
It's not the whole story.
5.
My check bounced.
6.
Ring it up.
7.
As long as you have some ID.
8.
I'm just looking.
9.
I can get along without it.
10.
It's a good way to carry cash.
Unit 7. Unit 7, Part 1, D. You will hear three conversations. In the first one, a man is calling a restaurant to reserve a table. The second and third ones take place at a restaurant. Listen first and then answer the questions.
Good evening, Le Cuisinier.
Hello, I'd like to make a reservation for next Saturday night.
All right. How many are there in your party, sir, and what time would you like to come?
at 7:30, and there'll be four of us.
Just a moment, please. I'm afraid I don't have anything for four at 7:30. Would 8 o'clock be all right?
Yes, it would.
Your name, please?
Novak.
All right, Mr. Novak. I reserved a table for a party of four at 8 o'clock this coming Saturday.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, it's lovely.
It smells wonderful. Shall we find a table?
No, the sign says, please wait to be seated. Yeah. So someone will come and show us to a table. Here she comes now. Good evening. Two?
We're expecting two more in a few minutes, so there'll be four of us.
Then I'm afraid it'll be about 10 minutes before I can seat you. Would you like to have a cocktail in our lounge while you're waiting?
Oh, yes. Let's do that.
I'll let you know when your table's ready. Excuse me. Would you mind not smoking?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was bothering you. I'll just finish this cigarette.
I'd appreciate it if you put it out now. I'm allergic to smoke.
All right. You win, lady.
Unit 7, Part 1, E. Two people who work together are on their lunch hour at a small restaurant near the office.
There's not much on the menu here. The beef kebab sounds good, though.
Yes, it does, but I think I'm just going to have a sandwich today. Maybe even just half of one.
Are you ready to order?
Yes, I think so.
Do you want that on separate checks?
No, one will be fine. It's on me today, Becky.
Well, thanks, George. I'll treat you next time. I'll take half a French dip sandwich, go easy on the mayo, and I'll have a cup of coffee with cream.
And I'll have the beef kebab.
Okay. Anything to
drink? What kind of beer do you have?
We have Schlitz on tap and Löwenbräu, Budweiser, and Michelob in bottles.
A glass of Schlitz, please.
And what kind of dressing would you like on your salad, ma'am? We have French, Thousand Island, and blue cheese.
Blue cheese will be fine.
Okay? Thank you.
Unit 7, Part 2, C. You will hear three conversations in a row. Listen to the way people ask the waiter about things on the menu.
Have you decided, sir?
Not quite. What's chicken teriyaki?
Boneless chicken breast, marinated in a brown sauce, a little bit sweet, and char-broiled for just a few minutes, so it's still... It's really very good.
It sounds good, all right. I'll take your word. Try some.
All right. One chicken teriyaki. May I take your order?
I think... What are the stuffed mushrooms like?
They're mushrooms filled with bread and cheese mixed with herbs and spices, and then baked. They're served warm. Try some?
No, thank you. I'll just have a medium rare, please.
Are you ready for
dessert? Yes, I believe so. What's your cheese?
It's a very rich and creamy cheesecake and comes with whipped cream on top. Can I bring you a piece?
Oh, yes. That sounds delicious.
Unit 7, C. Here are two conversations that might take place when you're grocery shopping. In the first one, two people are looking in the paper to see what the... They're making a shopping list.
I've checked the kitchen and made a list of the things we're out of.
Okay. Baked beans on special at 98 cents for a large can. Let's pick some up.
Okay. We need some coffee. Is there anything on sale?
Yeah. S&W Colombian is on for $2.59 a pound. Good.
Sure is. What else have they got?
Popcorn's cheap. $0.79, and I think we're out.
Yeah, we are. I used the last. Okay. Anything else?
Their TV dinners are on sale, too, but...
Oh, thanks. Let's go.
second conversation takes place at the checkout counter of a supermarket.
Good morning.
It's pretty quiet here for a Sunday.
Well, it's still early. I forgot to get toothpaste. Where would I find it? Top shelf near the paper napkins.
Thanks.
Here you go. Okay, that comes to 50, 40 cents. Out of 55, there's 75, 54, and one is 50. Thank you. Would you like someone to carry that out for you?
No, thanks. We can manage.
Have a nice day now.
Test yourself. One. Two.
I'll take your word for it.
Three.
It's on me.
Four.
What's it like?
Five. Wine and dine your guests. Six.
Okay.
I'll let you know. Eight.
We're out of it.
No.
Go easy on the mayo.
Ten.
We can manage.
Part 1, D. Conversations. In the first one, a woman is sick in bed at home. And the third take place at the doctor's office. Listen first and then answer the question.
Boy, do I feel awful. I've been sneezing all day and I think I even have a fever.
Sounds like you're getting... Did you take some vitamin C?
Yeah, I did. I hate having to carry Kleenex around and having to worry about that. I don't like taking those cold tablets like Dristin or...
You taking your temperature?
Not yet. But I guess I... Where's the thermometer? Well, 101. I guess I have to face the facts.
Stay in bed. Maybe we can keep it from getting worse if you're really coming down. I'll make you something hot to drink. You know you should have plenty of fluid. Call your boss and say that you can't make it to the office in the morning.
Have a seat right here. Wide, please. Yes, your throat looks pretty sore. Have you taken anything for it?
Yes, some aspirin yesterday. It didn't help much.
Have you had a cold or the flu lately?
No, I haven't.
It's going around, and that's probably what it is. But I'm going to take... We'll know for sure, but it'll be a couple of days until we get the lab report back. Are you allergic to any medication?
Not that I know of.
Okay. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, I have hay fever, and I left my medicine back home. And I was wondering if the doctor could give me a prescription for some.
Well, not without it. You might want to come back later or make an appointment. No? Well, I have time to see you.
How long will that be?
There are several people. So I guess it'll be at least an hour before it's your turn. Well, just take a seat in the waiting room, then.
Unit 8, Part 1, E. Feeling well for a couple of days. She's decided to call a doctor.
Dr. Kowalski's office.
Hi, my name's... I'd like an appointment with the doctor as soon as possible.
Have you been in before? Oh, Okay, you're a new patient then.
Well, yes, but I don't live here. I'm here.
And what's the matter?
I'm dizzy and I have pretty bad diet.
Can you come in this afternoon at 3 o'clock?
Uh-huh.
And since you're not a resident of Evanston, I'll have to ask you to pay the 55 today.
That's fine. See you at 3.
Part 2, C. You will hear people who are not feeling well. Listen to the way they ask and tell about help.
Hi, this is Andy. How are you doing?
Not so... Got the flu.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What kind of flu is it?
You know, terribly upset stomach, nausea, vomiting. Couldn't even keep warm water down.
That sounds awful. Is there anything I can do?
No, I don't think so. Peg's taking care of me. I just have to wait until it's over.
Well, I hope it doesn't take long. Let me know if I can help.
Okay, I will. See ya.
Hello?
Doris? This is Cal Farley from the office. I heard you were ill.
That's right. It was appendicitis. I had some very sharp stomach pains a few days ago, so they put me in the hospital for observation for a day, then they decided to operate.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was so serious. How are you feeling now?
Pretty good, considering. I'll probably be back at work next week.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Let us know if there's anything we can do.
Thank you. I'll do that.
Hello?
Hi, this is Ellen. I heard you'd been in an accident, so I thought I'd call and see how you're doing.
I'm not feeling too hot. I got a broken ankle and two broken ribs. I'm stiff and sore and bruised all over, and my head still aches like hell. Aside from that, I'm doing real well. Just been lying around in bed all day feeling sorry for myself. The doc says I might as well forget about the World Cup next weekend.
Well, at least you still got your sense of humor.
Yeah, that's about all I've got.
You want me to come over?
Sure. I need some cheering up.
Okay, I'll be over this afternoon.
Unit 8, Part 3, C. Here are two conversations that could take place in a hospital emergency room.
Hi, I'm Dr. Crawford. What's the problem?
I fell down some steps and hurt my wrist.
I'll say you did. That looks pretty swollen. Let's see, does that hurt?
Ow!
Can you move it at all?
It hurts too much.
Does it hurt when I bend it?
Yes.
It may be broken, or it may be badly sprained. I'm going to have an x-ray taken, and then we'll see. I'll probably want to put a cast on it. In the meantime, I'll give you something for the pain. Are you allergic to any drugs?
No.
Okay. Take these, and then go to x-ray. Two doors down the hall. The nurse will help you.
Thanks.
The second patient is feeling nauseous.
Hi. What's the trouble?
I've got diarrhea, and I've been throwing up.
When did it start?
Night before last.
Have you been taking anything for it?
Yes, Kaopectate, but it's not getting any better.
Did the nurse take your temperature?
Oh, yes, I see.
It was normal. Do you have any pains? Any muscular soreness?
No, I can't say that I do.
Anything else?
Yeah, I feel lightheaded. Sometimes even a little dizzy.
Well, it's probably some kind of influenza, but it could be mild food poisoning. Have you eaten anything that tasted unusual lately?
Well, no, not really. I'm not used to the food in this part of the country, but it all tasted pretty good to me. I don't think anything I ate was spoiled.
Well, I'm sure it's nothing to worry about, but I'd like to run some tests to make sure it's not something more serious.
That's fine with me.
Review 8. Test yourself. 1.
Sit tight.
2.
It hurts like hell.
3.
I can't keep anything down.
4.
What's the matter?
5.
It's your turn.
6.
I'm coming down with something.
7.
You might as well forget it.
8.
It upsets my stomach.
9.
Take something for it.
10.
I'm not feeling too hot.
Unit 9. Unit 9, Part 1, D. You will hear a conversation that takes place in a married couple's home. The woman's parents are visiting. Listen first, and then answer the questions.
Gee, it's nice to have you here in Manhattan.
It's nice to be
nice
here.
Nice to be here.
What would you like to do this weekend?
Oh, I don't know. It'd be nice to see a play, or maybe a musical.
If we can get tickets.
That may be a problem, all right. Well, let's check the paper and see what there is. Let's see. Movies are on page 19, section 2 of the Times. Now, can you check that out, honey?
Sure.
Here's the theater section of The Voice. Oh, there's a performance of Rigoletto tomorrow night, and they apparently still have tickets.
Going to the opera is a little too fancy for me.
Oh, Dad, you don't have to dress up anymore. You can wear just about anything you want to these days.
I'd rather see a musical, I think.
Well, the movie Annie is playing not far from here.
That sounds good. I've never seen it.
But we should see something on stage while we're here in the city.
Well, I'll just call some box offices downtown and see what the ticket situation is.
Sure, that's a good idea. And while you're doing that, I think I'll check the TV schedule.
Unit 9, Part 1, E. Two people are in their hotel room after a busy day of sightseeing and shopping. Marge is reading TV Guide, a weekly magazine that includes schedules of network TV programs.
What's on TV tonight?
Well, there's Love Boat.
Spare me. What a stupid show.
How about basketball? UCLA versus Oregon.
Not bad. But aren't there any documentary shows on? Something about Africa or wild animals or something like that?
Boy, you're sure hard to please tonight. Let's see.
How about Walt Disney?
Aw, come on. We're too old for that.
Well, there's a movie on HBO, Scanners. Never heard of it.
Me neither. I'll bet it's a real bomb. Let's check out the cable guide. Yeah, here we go. Channel 33 has Melvin and Howard. That's supposed to be a good movie, you know?
Yeah, it is. Let's try it.
Unit 9, Part 2, C. You will hear three conversations. One of them takes place at the home of a friend, one at a hotel, and a third at a box office. Listen to the way people ask about what there is to do, especially about concerts. Look at the ads on page 84 so that you see which box offices and concerts the speakers are talking about.
Richard?
Yes?
I think I'd like to hear some good classical music while I'm here, something by a large orchestra. As a musician, what would you suggest?
Well, there's always the Philharmonic. They perform regularly. And the Masterwork Chorus and Orchestra is featuring Handel's Messiah. This week and next, I think. I can recommend that.
That sounds good. Thanks. I guess I'll call and see about tickets.
Here's the paper. You can probably find their number under concerts in the second section. It'd be a good idea to check with them right away, because they could be sold out already for this weekend.
Excuse me.
Yes?
I wanted to see a rock concert while I'm in New York, but I don't know which groups are playing. Do you have any information, and could you recommend something?
Sure. The Police are supposed to be here at the end of the month, but I think I heard they're sold out. Then there's Rock Pile and Moon Martin and Boss Skaggs, who gives a great performance, and Dire Straits.
Did you say Dire Straits?
That's right.
Thank you. Where can I get tickets? I've always wanted to see him in concert.
Hello.
Yes, dear?
I'd like 2 tickets to Keith Jarrett for tomorrow night.
What price would you like, dear?
Well, I don't know. I've never been here before, and I'd like good seats. What do you think would be best?
There's some very good $14 seats left in the 10th row. The $11 ones are sold out, and the cheap ones are pretty good seats, of course. There's not a bad seat in the house, but they're not as good as the more expensive ones.
Well, okay.
You.
Hello.
Yes, dear?
I'd like 2 tickets to Keith Jarrett for tomorrow night.
What price would you like, dear?
Well, I don't know. I've never been here before, and I'd like good seats. What do you think would be best?
There's some very good $14 seats left in the 10th row. The $11 ones are sold out, and the cheap ones are pretty good seats, of course. There's not a bad seat in the house, but they're not as good as the more expensive ones.
Well, okay. I'll take 2 $14 tickets.
You won't be sorry, dear.
Thank you. I'm sure I won't.
Unit 9, Part 3, C. Here are 3 conversations that might take place when 2 young men go bar hopping. The first one takes place outside a club with a dance band.
Okay, let's go in and pick up some chicks. You're getting too hung up on Laurie.
Yeah, maybe you're right. But I never know what I'm supposed to say.
Just get them to dance and then find out what they're into. After that, it's a breeze.
I hear you, man, but...
Come on, man. I know you can do it. Just watch me once and you'll get the hang of it.
The next conversation takes place inside the club.
Hi, I'm Jay. Wanna dance?
No, thanks.
Ah, come on.
I said no, thanks. Now get lost.
Okay. Hi, I'm Jay. What's your name?
Karen.
Hi, Karen. You wanna dance?
Yeah, okay. Why not?
Mike has been dancing with Annette, and now they're at the bar.
$2 drafts, that's $2. Here you go.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, you know, you can really dance. That was a real trip. What sign are you anyway?
I think I'm a Taurus. How about you?
Me? I'm an Aries. Can't you tell?
Well, no.
Got a light?
Oh, sure, here. You know, you dance real nice, too.
You like it? You know, you really turn me on. Let's get out of here. I don't live too far from here, and I got some fantastic tunes at home.
Well, I don't know. I'm here with a friend.
That's all right. I get the message. See you around, and thanks for the beer.
Look, that was quite a chick. What happened?
She wasn't my type. How are you doing?
Look, this joint's a real bummer. Let's move on.
Anytime, man, anytime.
Review 9. Test yourself. 1.
Check that out.
2.
I'm hung up on him.
3.
You turn me on.
4.
I'm hard to please.
5.
You'll get the hang of it.
6.
It's on the hour.
7.
I'll talk him into it.
8.
Let's pick up some chicks.
9.
I get the message.
10.
I'll bet.
Thank you. 10. Unit 10, Part 1, D. You will hear a phone conversation. A man is calling a couple he doesn't know. Listen first, and then answer the questions.
Hello?
Hello? Is this Rose Alexis?
Yes.
You don't know me, but this is Carl Matthews. Ron Apple out in Tucson gave me your number and suggested I give you a call.
Oh, that's nice. So you're a friend of Ron's. How is he anyway?
Oh, he's doing very well. Their new baby boy is a real tiger, and Ron's being promoted again. Lucy's planning to go back to work soon, and she's looking forward to that.
Well, that's good to hear. Carl, what are you doing in Minneapolis?
I'm attending a conference at the Hilton until Thursday.
Will you have any time at all to get together?
Well, tonight there's a banquet I have to go to, but tomorrow and Thursday evening I'm free.
Good. Why don't you come for dinner tomorrow? Do you have a car?
No, I'm afraid I don't.
Well, I'll ask Bill to pick you up after work. Say at 6, then he can avoid the rush hour.
Sounds absolutely great. My room's 483. Carl Matthews. He can call me from the lobby and I'll come down.
Fine. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. Until tomorrow, then.
Bye.
Unit 10, Part 1, E. This woman has just arrived in Philadelphia to see the city and spend a few days with a woman she hasn't met yet. She is just knocking at the door.
Hi, you must be Margo. Come in.
Yes, hello.
Did you have any trouble getting here?
No problem. The directions in your letter were great.
Come in, come in. I'm glad you looked me up. Put your things anywhere and sit down for a minute.
Thanks. Do you have any special plans for tonight? There's a party if you'd like to go. It ought to be a lot of fun, dancing and good food and stuff.
Wonderful. I'd love to go with you. What do you feel like doing while you're here?
Well, I'd like to look at the historic buildings.
How about if I show you around the old town? You know, Benjamin Franklin and the Liberty Bell and all that. And we also have some pretty outstanding museums.
I'm sorry, but I'm not much of a museum person. But I do love old movies. So I'm open to that.
We can check the paper. You know, the International House runs a really fine film program. I can get my schedule and see what's playing this week.
Terrific.
Hey, how's Beb doing anyway?
Oh, she's fine. Nothing new. Still doesn't like her job. But otherwise, she's happy. Another thing. Do you think I could get some laundry done while I'm in town? I've been traveling for weeks.
Sure, we can just throw your things in the machine. No problem.
I'd really appreciate that. Say, do you think I could get something to drink?
Oh, sure. The glasses are in the cupboard behind you, and there's some juice in the fridge if you want. Just help yourself. Now, make yourself at home.
Thanks.
Unit 10, Part 2, C. You will hear four conversations. Listen to the way people agree to suggestions. Sometimes definitely, and sometimes tentatively, and the way they sometimes try to get out of things politely. Look at the appointment calendar on page 94, so that you can see what days and times the speakers are talking about, and where Tina will probably be at those times.
What are your plans while you're here?
I'll be spending most of my free time in the art museums.
Well, the basketball championship's going to be on TV, you know. You don't want to miss that. It starts at 7 tomorrow night.
I think I'm going to be busy, but I'll sure try to make it in time.
Good. I really hope you can.
How much free time will you have between your business meetings?
Not much.
Oh, that's too bad. I was hoping you'd have time for a game of golf.
I'd like that. Let's see. How about 4 on Friday? That's the last day of conferences. Is there a bus to the golf course?
Friday's fine with me. I'm afraid the bus doesn't go out there, though. In fact, bus service is pretty poor in general in this town. It'd be better if I pick you up at your hotel. I can stop by on the way.
Fine.
Hey, look. The Cops are playing at the Downtowner tomorrow night. You doing anything? Want to go?
What kind of music do they play?
Rock and roll, honey. And lately they've been getting into hard rock. You gotta hear them.
I'd love to, but I don't think I can. After all the stuff they have on the agenda for me tomorrow, I'll probably just want to come home and take it easy. I'll see if I can get out of any of it, but don't count on me.
Okay. Just let me know in time.
Want to drive around town and check out the main strip?
I'd really rather just walk around and take in some of it at my own pace. You know, the cafes, the crowds, and all that. And with my asthma, I need to get plenty of fresh air and exercise every day.
Okay, it's your vacation.
Unit 10, Part 3, C. Here are two conversations about parties. In the first one, a woman is calling a friend to accept an invitation to a potluck dinner party.
Hello.
Hello, Jean. This is Roberta.
Oh, hi.
I got your invitation and it says RSVP, so that's what I'm doing.
Oh, good. Can you come?
Yes, I think so, but Tony can't. He's got to go to his parents and help them work on their house this weekend.
Oh, that's too bad. It'd be fun to see you both.
Yeah, well, some other time, I guess. Jean, I won't have any transportation that night. I think I can get a lift over, but it's going to be a hassle getting home. Think somebody could give me a ride?
Oh, sure. There's a bunch of people coming who live near you. I'm sure one of them would be glad to. And if that doesn't work out, I'll drive you.
Great. Thanks, Jean. What will people be wearing?
Almost anything. It's a fairly casual party. We'll be in the yard, you know.
Good. I can wear my new pants and sweater. It says potluck. What can I bring?
Well, a side dish would be good, and a bottle of wine, maybe. But that's not really necessary, because there'll be plenty to drink, and we're making punch.
Okay, see you then.
Bye.
The second conversation takes place at a cocktail party. Lois and Patrick work for the same company.
Lois, I'd like to introduce you to Alan Bernard, who's down here from company headquarters in Indianapolis. Alan, this is Lois McGrath from our marketing department here in Memphis.
Pleased to meet you.
How do you do, Alan?
I hope you're enjoying your stay here.
Yes, I am, very much.
What are you doing here?
Well, I'm getting more familiar with our branches around the country. I notice your office is very well run. I'd like to see more, but I have to be in Phoenix tomorrow.
That's too bad. Where have you been staying?
At the Morrison Hotel, near here. It's small, but very nice. Great.